بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي معبد المقداد بن الأسود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرأيت إن لقيت رجلا من الكفار فاقتتلنا فضرب إحدى يدي بالسيف فقطعها ثم لاذ مني بشجرة، فقال: أسلمت لله، أقتله يا رسول الله؟ بعد أن قالها فقال: لا تقتله. فقلت: يا رسول الله، قطع إحدى يدي، ثم قال ذلك بعدما قطعها، فقال: لا تقتله، فإن قتلته فإنه بمنزلتك قبل أن تقتله، وإنك بمنزلته قبل أن يقول كلمته التي قال. متفق عليه. ومعنى أنه بمنزلتك أي معصوم الدم محكوم بإسلامه، ومعنى أنك بمنزلته أي مباح الدم بالقصاص لورثته، لأنه بمنزلته في الكفر، والله أعلم. حضرت مقداد ابن أسود رضي الله عنه says that I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if I meet an enemy of the disbelievers on the battlefield and then we both fight and then he strikes one of my hands with his sword, فَقَطَعَهَا, he breaks my hand off, he chops it off, then he seeks protection from me behind a tree. That is, he hides from me, he seeks refuge behind a tree. Then he shouts from there that I have accepted Islam. Could I still kill him, Ya Rasulullah, after he has mentioned this, that he has accepted Islam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not kill him. Then I said, Ya Rasulullah, but he chopped one of my hands and he's saying that I accept Islam after he did this to me. Rasulullah says, do not kill him, la taqtulhu. If you kill him, then verily he will be in your position before you killed him, and you will be in his position before he said his the word that he said, in other words, accepting Islam. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains this last part, that he will be in your position and you will be in his position, meaning that now the fact that he has recited the kalima, his blood, his life will be protected, just like how every Muslim's life is protected. Now he is ma'sumud dam, it is not permissible for you to kill him, and he will be regarded as a Muslim, and you will be in his position, meaning that before he accepted Islam, because he was fighting on the battlefield, at that time, before uttering the words of Shahada, then he was mubahud dam, it was permissible to take his life away. But now, the fact that he read the kalima, then you cannot take his life away. So before he recited the kalima, it is permissible to take his life away. So you become like that. In other words, it will be permissible for his heirs to take your life away now, because his life was now protected. He is a Muslim. And to unjustly kill any person, then there will be qisas, and they will have the right to take your life away. Does not mean that you will become a kafir like how he was before he uttered the kalima. So from this hadith we understand, like how we explained yesterday, once a person recites the kalima, the shahada, we have to look at the outward of the person and we have to accept him as a believer. And we cannot say, no, he's just reciting the kalima just to spare his life. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى قال بعثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الحرقة من جهينة. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, of course you must understand who is Usama. Usama radiallahu ta'ala is the beloved of Rasulullah sallam. His father is Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, who was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallam, extremely close and beloved to Rasulullah sallam. Therefore, when it comes in hadith, and many times we say Usama, Hibbu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wabnu Hibbihi. Usama, the beloved of Rasulullah sallam, and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim loved Usama very dearly, like how he loved Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma. He would also keep Usama very close to him. Nonetheless, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sent us to Huraqa. Huraqa min Juhayna. This is a tribe of the huge Juhayna tribe. Huraqa is a part, is a clan of this big tribe. فَصَبَّحْنَا الْقَوْمَ عَلَى مِيَاهِمْ. We attacked them in the morning when they were by the wells. وَلَحِقْتُ أَنَا وَرَجُلُ مِنْ أَنصَارِ رَجُلًا مِنْهُمْ. So I, myself and one Ansari, we caught hold of one of the enemy. فَلَمَّا غَشَيْنَاهُ, when we overpowered him, Qala la ilaha illallah. So when we overpowered him, this enemy, he uttered the kalima, he recited the kalima. Fakaffa anhu al-ansari. My ansari friend who was with me, immediately he restrained himself. He went back. But myself, wata'antuhu birumhi, I pierced this enemy, this person who recited the kalima, I pierced him with my spear. Hatta qataltu, until I killed him. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ When we came to Medina, بَلَغَ ذَلِكَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ This information reached Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ لِي يَا أُسَامَ Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم summoned me and he said, Oh Usama, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَمَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ You killed him after he recited kalima, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ I said, Oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّمَا كَانَ مُتَعَوِّذًا He merely said that just to save his life. فقال أقتلته بعدما قال لا إله إلا الله أسامة did you kill him after he recited the kalima فما زال يكررها فما زال يكررها علي حتى تمنيت أني لم أكن أسلمت قبل ذلك اليوم أسامة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول kept on mentioning these words أقتلته بعدما قال لا إله إلا الله أسامة you actually killed him after he recited the kalima Usama, you did this after he recited the kalima. Nabiya Kareem Sallam recited and kept on repeating these words to such an extent that I then desired how I wish I was still not yet a Muslim. And I only accept Islam after that day because I made a blunder, a terrible mistake. I should not have killed him. And therefore he said, I desired that if I only accept Islam after this incident because once a person accepts Islam, all his past sins are forgiven. وفي رواية أمز البخاري المسلم متفق عليه وفي رواية فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقال لا إله إلا الله وقتلته نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم he said لا إله إلا الله and you killed him قلت يا رسول الله إنما قال خوفا من السلاح I said oh messenger of Allah he only said this the kalima out of fear for the weapon my sword my spear قال أفلا شققت عن قلبه حتى تعلم قالها أم لا Why didn't you split open his heart and see whether he was saying it with sincerity or not? فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْتُ أَنِّي أَسْلَمْتُ يَوْمَئِذٍ Nabi Kareem Sallam kept on mentioning this. أَفَلَا شَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ Why didn't you split open his heart to see whether he was saying it genuinely or not? Nabi Kareem Sallam repeated this. حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْتُ أَنِّي أَسْلَمْتُ يَوْمَئِذٍ That I wished I only accept Islam after this incident. So from here again we understand that we have to look at the outer of the person. The inside, Allah Ta'ala knows best whether he is sincere or not. Therefore, Imam Nawawi said chapter on passing a judgment on the outward actions of the people. The person recited the kalima, he is regarded as a Muslim. Whilst leaving the hidden actions to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah alone knows best whether the person is sincere or not. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.